Josh, we're very blessed to have this woman back on your drive home across Geelong and the Surf Coast. We followed her first journey and she enjoyed it so much. She's doing it all again. Her heart is in the right place. Kath, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
You have decided to become a surrogate again to give Ivy a sibling. Was this something first that you were always going to do, or was it after going through the process the first time it kind of planted the seed in your mind?
I definitely wasn't planning on doing it again. The boys had always said they wanted to have a sibling, but I just thought that somebody else would do it. And then once I had Ivy, I kind of felt a bit territorial. I can't let somebody else do it. And because we had such an amazing experience, I had to do it for them. So I offered pretty early on after I had her.
Yeah.
I just said, we'll do it again.
So you're saying there that you're a bit territorial. How much emotion are you feeling while you're pregnant? And is it hard growing someone else's baby and then giving it to someone else to raise, seeing as you're with it that whole 9 month period?
No, it's all just where your mind's at. So you go into the whole process knowing that's what you're doing. This one I find much easier to disconnect from. Like, I was really nervous with Ivy, didn't know how my body would respond or how I'd respond emotionally. But the goal at the end is to see the baby go to their parents to make a family and to give Ivy a sibling. That's the goal. So there's no issue with me handing her over.
Yeah.
So for those who followed your journey or don't know much about surrogacy, you are just basically the home for the baby. There's a sperm donation, there's an egg donation. The couple that you are giving a sibling to, they're actually based in Brisbane. There's not just the medical workings going on, but there's also interstate travel going on. How have you gone through what has been an unprecedented year being a surrogate?
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic. Definitely not what we had planned for or hoped for. The boys I haven't seen the boys since I was down there for transfer. It's just been a bit crazy. I can't imagine. I'm really lucky because the pregnancy, thank goodness, has been cruisy. I haven't had any issues. That would have made it harder. I just feel for the boys not being able to be here and feel the baby kicking and stuff, and for Ivy not being able to get used to having a baby she hasn't been able to prepare for that. So,
is there any special rules, like you're not allowed to eat this, or you know, we want to make sure that you're getting this diet in so they've got you on a strict regime throughout the pregnancy?
Well, no, not in our team. I wouldn't have been part of that.
Yeah, no chocolate after 12 or something like that. No, so it's just you're just doing your own
Ben's
thing.
All about the chocolate. Ben said, yep. Eat the chocolate, eat the cheesecake, whatever you want. Some parents do that though. Some teams do come up with a bit of a special diet and stuff. But no, I couldn't have had a bar. My cravings have been out of control.
Oh really? What's the one thing that you're craving at the moment?
Oh, it's always been like really bad food, like like hot chips and cupcakes and icing, and at the moment, ice cream, bacon bits, and maple syrup.
Oh wow, that is
it's got an American taste to it, American flavour to it.
It's a savoury, sweet kind of thing,
We've been following your journey, making _another_Berry. I wanted to ask though, how has Ivy developed and grown? What's her personality like and what's it been like to watch her? You do have two kids of your own, and I remember the first time you spoke to us, you were so thrilled to be able to give the same joy to a couple who, you know, didn't have the capability themselves or the same avenues to start a family. How's it been watching her and how has she grown?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just that constant reward that I get from seeing her with them. And it's quite amusing because she's a diva and she gets what she wants, and she has the boys wrapped around her little finger. So I find that quite funny.
Will this be the last one for you?
Shop's closed.
Well, number four, I mean, I can only imagine how taxing that's been on you.
Well, that's right. And before this, I was donating eggs as well. Yeah. So My body's been through a lot, and it's time to.
That's it.
Just a
bit of me time, bit of cath time. Yeah.
Yeah, which is sad as well, but it's time to give it away now. Yeah.
Well, firstly, you deserve the biggest bottle of Moët Chandon ever, but also too, I know I've said it to you before, but I know that Ben and Terry will be forever grateful that you have given them a family. And what you've done is probably one of the most selfless acts any human can do. I know Geelong and the Surf Coast, they can follow you on Making Another Berry. And obviously there's a lot of information out there if anyone who's heard this and maybe wants to go down that route themselves. You can attest to the fact it's not an easy one and there's a lot of stuff to go through before you get to it. But as you said, it's a rewarding journey. So well done again, and can't wait to meet the newest member of the Berry family.
Great. Thank you so much for having me and chatting about it. Yeah, it's great to share.